Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is, as I said, the first complete football weekend, okay? And we have open phone lines. Michigan, Michigan State, Lions, you want to answer my question? You want to talk about locks of the weekend? You want to talk about who you're betting on? Phone number's 248-539-9797, and I will deliver my parlay a little bit later on. But I want to at least throw this out there, okay? Michigan Army, noon tomorrow. Michigan State, Western Michigan, tomorrow night. Little prime time. There you go. That's going to be exciting. And you have the Lions in the desert taking on little Kyler Murray, who apparently Wojo believes is 3-9 now. That'll be a 4 o'clock kick against the Cardinals, okay? What's the biggest headline that comes out of this weekend for the Lions, for Michigan, and for Michigan State? All right, the phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. And there's a lot of different ways that you can go about this. Like, I was going to sit there and, you know, come up with these creative headlines to give you guys, and you got to pick one, you know, to roll with every team. But I kind of want to put that on you, the Michigan State fan, the Michigan fan, or the Lions fan. And for me, I think it's very easy for all three teams. For Michigan State, Western Michigan was just the medicine. I think as bad as things were in week one, and it reminded you of last season from an offensive standpoint, I do think Michigan State is going to get its bearings right against Western. And I know the line would indicate that maybe people aren't so confident in Michigan State. Maybe they aren't going to be able to go out there and score enough points to be able to cover the, what, 16, 17 points, I believe it's at this point. But there's no greater medicine than an in-state MAC team. And I think with Mark D'Antonio doing something that, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know that we've ever seen D'Antonio call a team out like he did earlier this week up in East Lansing. I think you're going to see a motivated team. I think you're going to see a coaching staff that goes about things a little bit differently offensively. And I think you see a rout of Western Michigan. And that's not going to make people forget about last year or week one against Tulsa and the disaster that the offense was. But at least for 1 week, Michigan State fans will be able to breathe and go, okay, that was progressive. To me, that's the headline coming out of East Lansing after this weekend. With Michigan, I think it's Michigan finds its heartbeat. And I think it's Zach Charbonnet, the freshman running back, who got some carries and looked impressive against Middle Tennessee. I think Michigan rides this kid against Army tomorrow. And I think Charbonnet shows or showcases the skill set of a running back that Michigan has been so desperate to find and cultivate for several years. It'll be the Zach Charbonnet show against Army tomorrow. And yes, I am a little bit worried about that defensive front. Got to play assignment, you know, sound football. You can't have any missed tackles. Can't have guys just going rogue. You got to be disciplined against that Army attack. But I think Michigan wins. I think they win going away. And I think they control it on the ground with Zach Charbonnet really starting to be fed by Josh Gattis. And with the Lions, mission accomplished. You go to Arizona. The Cardinals are outmatched in every key area. I'm sorry, they are. I have full confidence the Lions are going to go and get it done. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about Monday. That's exactly what you're going to be reading about. That they went to Arizona and won a game that they needed to win. They beat a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach, handled their business, controlled clock, balanced attack offensively, and they were able to confuse and throw off that new offense that the Cardinals are going to employ. What are the headlines for you? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. What comes out of this weekend with Michigan State, Michigan, and the Lions? And again, for me, Max School is just the ticket for Michigan State. Get some work in. You know the defense is going to be able to bring it. I think Mark D'Antonio has a motivated, different-looking team offensively against the Broncos. Michigan handles Army. I'm not going to say that it's going to be a going-away 45-point beatdown, but I think Michigan's going to be in control of that game, and I think Zach Charbonnet is going to showcase that skill set. And you're going to ride him into the sunset, if you will. And with the Lions, got it done. That's it. Go beat the Cardinals. Don't overthink it. Don't stress about it. Don't worry about why it opened up as a pick 'em and now all of a sudden the Lions are favored by 2.5. Go out there and get the job done, because you know what? If there's one thing I believe, it is that Matt Patricia knows how to game plan. And you might see Kyler Murray sneak out, 20-yard run, a chunk play early on, 25 yards, something like that. But I will tell you this, once that game settles in and once Matt Patricia and that defense and that front seven specifically figure out exactly what Cliff Kingsbury's trying to do, I think the Lions bury him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.